producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Epic, ladies and gentlemen. William Benny is here with us right now, former technical director of the National Security Agency, just exposing mass crime and a criminal conspiracy of arrogance and fraud that destroys our national security, destroys our children's futures, and is openly used to just rape our basic liberties. Brian, in Florida, you're on the air with William Benny. Go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Benny. I have a question. Basically, I'm a retired CT from the Navy, so you probably know what they are.
Yep.
But the way I look at everything, there is probably no way 100% you could ever secure your information. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's pretty much correct, yeah. The way things stand right now, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was figuring. While the other callers come on, and then God bless you for what you're doing.
Thank you.
Go ahead, caller, sorry. Go ahead. You going to say something else?
No, sir.
Brian, thank you so much. William, isn't it surreal to know we really became, when it comes to surveillance, 1,000 light years ahead of 1984?
Yes, and in fact, I would only quote Wolfgang Schmidt, a former lieutenant colonel in the East German Stasi, when he was talking about the NSA spying data. He said, to us, meaning the Stasi, to us, this would have been a dream come true.
Because they had to work really hard to get what they got.
They had hundreds of thousands of files on everybody in East Germany. It was handwritten files. So it was less efficient, less up-to-date, less consolidated, less interactive, you couldn't query it like you can today with the electronic stuff. That's why he said this is a dream come true. That's why the former KGB, now the FSB in Germany, and the Soviet Union, or the Russia now, is adopting all these procedures. They're picking up on this, too, is the way to do it.
We are the world leader in evil.
Yes. I mean, they started the kind of spying on their own populations, and now we have adopted that procedure and gone N degrees further.
Yeah, when I first heard this 15 years ago, I didn't believe it, but they actually hired Marcus Wolf, the former head of the Stasi, as a consultant, and they're setting up the HUMET, Homeland Security InfraGuard squads, and basically setting up on-the-ground intelligence as well, and it's all political. Man, this country's in trouble. Woo.
Yes, we are. Yeah.
Man, I mean, it's like we've got like stage four tyranny cancer.
Well, that's why I called it the greatest threat to our democracy since our Civil War. It is.
I mean, this is unbelievable. John in Georgia, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, Alex. What I'd like to ask is these programs – the only way that I can see them being operational would be using people's taxes. And why isn't there someone calling for a repeal of, is it the 15th Amendment or the 16th Amendment, to try to cut off the head of the snake, so to speak, so they can't get the funding?
Sure. When the government's gone rogue, it does get to the point of saying, we better not pay our taxes. The problem is they'll just issue more bonds to themselves. It's that's why they're so arrogant. It's reached cuckoo level where they have disconnected from reality, in my view. William?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. I mean, they would just take more debt on, and that's put back on the people anyway. So I don't think you can stop them that way. You have to get laws passed that will in Congress that's supposed to control the purse to cut the spending.
Sure. And when it comes to taxes, if you're going bankrupt because of onerous taxes, and you're a hardworking guy and you can't feed yourself, you know, I mean, I wouldn't pay them. And I'm not telling you don't pay them. It's like the mob, they'll break your legs. But, you know, this system's getting so bad that you can't blame it. Thank you so much, caller. God bless you. William Benny, what about the issue of having a lawless government? Won't that encourage everybody else to become lawless?
Well, I know there's, I mean, I'm hearing from my brother and others in Virginia where they're thinking, geez, this looks like we need another revolution. I wouldn't advocate it. I think we have ways and means of doing it right now, but it's putting pressure on, I mean, if we have to, we have to fire everyone that's in Washington. We just have to fire them all, get rid of them, because they're, I was even recommending a new having our Article 5 convention to set up a new way of electing people. That's by randomly picking from the phone book. We certainly can't do any worse than what we've got now.
William Benny, This is incredible. I'm going to talk to you in the break and see if you want to do this. I have to go to a meeting. We're going to get together tonight again. I would like you, you're a very competent person. You'll hear the music. It'll fade in, fade out. I would like to just let you sit here and have the floor, give a 10-minute speech, and end it that way. I can say, William Binney hosted my show. We're going to come back and do that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your survival shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
This is Bill Binney sitting in for Alex Jones. He's given me a segment here to state my concerns about to you, the American public, about what I feel we need to do in terms of combating and changing the course that our government's taken. From the arguments the government puts forward, they say they're doing this for security of the people of the United States, and they're doing it for terrorism to try to prevent it. And you have to give up your security, your privacy, for them to be able to do that. And that's just an outright lie, first of all. And secondly, what's really happening by taking in this bulk data, it's really overburdening their analysts in the NSA, CIA, all over the world. And so they can't really stop these events of terrorism, like the bombings in Boston or the shooting in Paris or in Copenhagen or the Fort Hood shooter or any of that, because their analysts are so burdened with data. They use a dictionary select type approach, which is fundamentally a Google approach. That means that when they do their daily polls, they use their dictionary select. And they get like a Google return. Well, that's hundreds of thousands or even a million returns. No analyst could make it through all that data in any day. And the next day they get an equivalent amount. So that means they're making themselves totally dysfunctional. And that's just not true for NSA. That's also true in GCHQ and around the world, because all these governments are adopting the same procedures. instead of taking a focused approach, which would make a rich environment of content to be able to manage and analyze, that would make them successful. So fundamentally, they're exposing people to more risk. They're not actually protecting you. They're making it more risky for you. You're losing security because of this procedure they've adopted. So the point is, from my perspective, I keep arguing, and the other NSA whistleblowers and I have made suggestions on how to do this to the government, but the president has not adopted those techniques, and nor have any of the intelligence agencies, simply because there is too much money in this process of doing bulk acquisition of data. That's their motive, to get to keep having the money flow and keep that going. So there's changing that particular procedure is rather difficult within government, because this money comes out and goes to corporations that are in the constituent areas of the representatives and senators. So they have a vested interest in also keeping this going. So the only way to do it is to raise up as a public. We have to start standing up as Americans. Americans aren't supposed to sit back and let things happen and let government do what it does. We're supposed to be out there challenging. We have to be participating in our democracy and republic. We cannot sit by and let these things happen and be quiet. If we do, we're going to get this totalitarian state that we're sliding toward right now. I mean, so that's really the basic issue that I have to convey to you, that you need to stand up. And how could you do that? You can't sit there and say you don't have any power. You really do have power, and the power is to talk to your analysts, to your representatives and senators, and complain to them and make sure that this is a major concern to you. And when they come around to give you town meetings and talk to you and to get your vote, stand up and address them and make them publicly come out with a statement of their position on this issue. If you don't, I mean, they're going to continue doing what they are doing right now. They simply say they're assuming, because now if you're not complaining, they're assuming that you're okay with everything they do, or they feel they can do anything and the country will accept it. And as long as they keep saying things and not telling the truth and exposing what's really going on, they can keep you in the dark. And you'll never know. So that's why you have to get up, stand up, challenge them. I mean, after all, they're even addressing the free press we're supposed to have, like with Jim Risen and Jim Rosen and the AP and various other reporting journalists, investigative journalists. They're shutting down their sources of information and keeping them quiet. Well, that's destroying a free press. So the free press is supposed to be interrogating the government to see what they're doing, so they can inform the public what the government is after and what they're really doing. Well, that's falling totally apart. I mean, look at Jim Rosen, his case. They tried to they had him under subpoena for any number of years, trying to get him to tell the source of his information in the books and things he's published. Well, under the press rules, he had the right to keep the sources confidential. So they're attempting to destroy a free press, which is the next step in going to a totalitarian state. So if we don't stand up, Americans, we're gonna lose our country. We're gonna lose the process that we hold dear, that at least a republic I had when I grew up, and that my father and his father before him had. I mean, we're gonna lose it because we cannot trust the government and what they're saying. They in fact have been deliberately keeping us in the dark as to what's going on, and keeping a lot of Congress in the dark too. So by doing this complaining to the Congress, you have at least an opportunity to change the process and the sequence of things and where it's headed. Short of that, I mean, you have to fire everybody in Congress. That's the only way to get rid of. You have to get rid of the bums, because they're not living up to their oath of office, which is to protect and defend the Constitution. The president, of course, has the additional responsibility under his oath of office to preserve the Constitution. He has to preserve, protect, and defend. The others, like when I was in government, I had to protect and defend the Constitution. That's why I felt that what I was doing was consistent with my oath of office, also consistent with being a citizen of the United States, of actively getting and participating in this democracy that we have, is getting up there and standing up and defending that Constitution, protecting, at least trying to protect it and defend it. That's something that our representatives in Washington are not doing, and that's something we have to call them on. We have to make sure, as the citizens, that we stand up and say, look, you're in office and we voted you there, and your oath of office is to protect our rights, and you're not doing that. And put them on the spot publicly. This is the only way to do it. Sunlight is the only cure. And that's why Edward Snowden has really been, has really performed a huge public service by exposing this, these programs that have been in place and put in place since 9/11 to spy on everybody in the United States and accumulate information on everybody. It's one thing for companies to do it, which I also disagree with. They shouldn't be allowed to do that. But if they're doing it for the purpose of advertising and making money. The government's doing it for the purpose of finding criminal activity and also being able to control the population. That's really what's happening. I mean, you can see it in the militarization of your local police and the spread of the Department of Homeland Security and their equipment worldwide and the buying of the bullets and so on. They're all leading to the state of being able to control the population. And that's fundamentally what I've been, that's what I testified to in Germany when I gave testimony to the Bundestag, that the entire process that it was adopted by NSA and has been spread around the world through all the intelligence agencies is one of controlling and assembling information to be able to control the population, not just in the United States, but around the world. So this is not just threatening us and our democracy. It's a world where we're destroying democracy around the world. And in fact, we're doing such a good job that the Russians and others who we used to call totalitarian states are now adopting the procedures that we've implemented. And this basically tells you that we're on the wrong path. Our government, since Dick Cheney used to, said publicly on television that we had to go to the dark side. Well, that meant we went to the dark side for rendering, torture, murder, drone strikes, spying on everybody. All of this is the dark side. Well, that's not American, and that's certainly not consistent with the founding principles of this government. We were founded on the principles of human rights, and what the processes that are putting in place now are in fact taking those rights away. So the only way we can change this is to stand up. We have to get active, say something. I don't care what it is you say or how you say it, but get up and participate in this government. Make sure that if you oppose this move towards totalitarianism, you need to speak up and say something. You can't be quiet. You have to get out there and participate. And that's really the theme of what I would like to say to everybody in America. And that's what the only way now to do it is to address your representatives and senators and make sure that you push that on them and keep pushing that. And if they don't start saying them, just tell them you're going to fire them by voting against them the next time. That will get their attention, because that's really what they want to do. They want to stay in Congress and be there for years. And that's part of our problem. We don't have term limits, so we end up with what I call petrified politicians in place in Washington. They've been there for so long that it's a never-ending career for them. When you do that with politicians, they tend to think over time that they know better than anybody else, and that they don't have they believe that they can make the decisions that are right for the country, whether or not the public in the United States would agree or not, or even if they disagree, that doesn't matter. If their opinion says let's go another way, then that's what they do. So that's where we have to stand up as a group, and you have to do this as a group and make sure that the wave of a public opinion hits them in a place that it hurts them, and that's at the voting booth. If you vote against them and fire them, that will get their attention. That's the big thing that I would say. Fire the bums. Get rid of them. And I would say if there's a word incumbent after somebody here in the voting booth, I would say more than likely it's better to vote against them. Like I said earlier, the best way I would see to do it is to randomly select people from the phone book and give them every 2 years a chance to get into office that way. And think about that for a minute. That would mean you get mostly people who would want to be honest. That's certainly a change from what we've got. And you get people who would like to be who would like to balance a budget. That's certainly new. I mean, we're going to reduce the deficit that way for sure. And you'd get mostly people who would like to cooperate to solve a problem. That certainly is new too. So, and the other benefits, think about it, the political parties would be gone. campaigns or any of that. You wouldn't have all this vested interest and lobbyists going on. So you could end up getting all these positive effects by randomly selecting from the phone book. And politicians should realize that from us that we're saying that's a better way to do it than what we've got now. So thank you very much for your time and listening.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
You can prevent being the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
While you were sleeping,
they came and took it all away.
They came and took it all.
You know, I'm moving quick here because there's so much news, and I want to drill more into this, but I tell you, it's kind of hard to do the show with William Binney in there, biggest government whistleblower pretty much of all time, and all these questions we're coming up with to discuss once he's in here in studio with us. It's really exciting what's happening. He's seeing a lot of people finally get it. A huge awakening taking place. He was just in Munich, Germany with Oliver Stone, who is going to do an interview with Snowden for an upcoming huge film. He was just here at South by Southwest giving speeches and saw a huge response. So there's a lot of positive things happening. They tried to put him in prison. They tried to shut him down. But he's here taking action, and that is so exciting. That's the best part about having this job, is that I get to be around such amazing people, such amazing heroes. You know, the average person would get around Kobe Bryant or LeBron James or Brett Favre or somebody and start shaking in their shoes. I could care less. Great, you can throw a basketball on a hoop. You can play football. Wonderful. But people that face prison, people that go through persecution, people that give up, you know, directorships and a whole section of the NSA to tell the truth, and then the system tries to suppress them and tries to keep them from the public view, and then the system fails, that is just incredibly, incredibly exciting on so many fronts. And so we're here today to shoot a little mini-documentary with Mr. Benny, and then again, we're going to have him live in studio with us. But before we go any further, let me just say that I'm also going to be opening the phones up in the next segment, specifically on this piece of news. Pentagon loses track. I mentioned this in the last segment, of $500 million in weapons equipment given to Yemen. The Washington Post reports. It's the same story over and over again. Oh, we lost track in Iraq. Oh, we lost track in Saudi Arabia. Oh, we lost track in Qatar. Oh, we lost track in Yemen. Oh, we lost track. Oh, Turkey's giving artillery support to the Free Syrian Army, which is really Al-Qaeda and ISIS. Oh, but now we're buddies with Assad and want to defeat them, and are buddies with Iran. And that leads us to the next story. Iran, Hezbollah. This is out of RT. It's posted on Infowars.com. Iran and Hezbollah. Hezbollah is their militia worldwide fighting force. Iran, Hezbollah left us off U.S. terror threat listing. So Iran and Hezbollah have been left off U.S. terror threat listing. Now listen, I don't want war with Iran. I don't support some of those moves to do that. But at the same time, if you're going to list conservative libertarian groups as extremists and with terrorists, if you're going to train the Pentagon to take on land rights activists, if you set up Homeland Security to supposedly deal with Hezbollah and Hamas, who do target civilians, you could argue that they are in the terrorist class. But to remove the big enchilada, Hezbollah, from the list shows just how bizarre all of this has really gotten. But don't worry, there are FBI task forces nationwide harassing gun shows with the ATF, trying to find out if an old guy goes and sells some of his guns to raise money. I see these cases all the time. It's almost always some 75, 80-year-old guy. His wife's died in one case we covered. He's going bankrupt. He's got to have surgery. He goes in to sell 8, 9 guns he's had for decades. He's not a federal firearms dealer. It's legal for him to sell them because he's not a dealer. He's just getting rid of personal guns. And they arrest him. They railroad him. They indict him and have a federal kangaroo jury send him to prison, and they die in prison. But Hezbollah is not terrorist, and, oh, we can come up missing $500 million in weapons in Yemen. And I've seen this type of story, no exaggeration, 500 times or more. This is out of Judicial Watch. Judicial Watch gets records that show Al-Qaeda terrorists may have been government source. Judicial Watch has obtained records of the Florida Department of Law Enforcement that indicate Al-Qaeda terrorists who helped plan several U.S. attacks, including plots to blow up Oprah Winfrey's studios and detonate nuclear devices in multiple U.S. cities, was a confidential source informant for the government. Well, of course, most of these guys are, and probably never planned any of this, and they just burned him. I mean, you really believe this guy had nukes? It's come out in the New York Times that almost every terror attack that they've cooked up has been with a mentally ill person or some patsy who was an informant, who they say, yeah, take the bomb over here, and then they set them up. I'm not saying there aren't radical Islamists or terrorists. Oh, there are. And they're under the employ of the West. The West works with them to destabilize, and they use their threat as a way to take liberties and promote illegal spying. But when it comes to people they bust, they don't throw away good terrorists they could be using. They only bust patsies and chumps and fools. So listen, if you're an Arab American or a Muslim American or Brit or whatever, I've seen this literally hundreds of times. If you get approached to be part of a drill of Muslims bombing something, do not be part of it, because believe me, you're going to end up in a supermax prison. So don't be stupid. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. I'll give out the number, and we're going to hit a bunch of really important...
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this? And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver? Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically, and you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
I want to tell you about Texas Radio and the Big B. Comes out of the Virginia swamp, cool and slow, with money and precision. The backbeat narrow and hard to master. Some call it heavenly brilliance. Others feeding a roof of the Western Dream.
If you are receiving this transmission live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
One last breath before wind blows. Better raise your ears. Sound of hooves knock at your door. Lock up your wife and children now. Horsemen are drawing near. Let us DJ ride. Always love to play this song written by Dave Mustaine of Megadeth, and of course played by Metallica, the Four Horsemen. Lock up your wife and children now. It's time to wield the blade. But we live in the 21st century where 90-plus percent of warfare is information warfare. And the sword that wields the greatest strength is the truth. And an empire of lies, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. That is Ron Paul's paraphrase of George Orwell. In a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And again, William Binney, biggest whistleblower in modern history, not just biggest NSA whistleblower, is here. And he was in the control room, a great gentleman, but I had him move to the conference room because it was so distracting to me to look at the monitor and see William Binney in there, plus the crew. I mean, this is like having a movie star here for us. You know, we've had a lot of movie stars on the show. They're great people. A lot of them are patriots we've had on, using their celebrity to expose tyranny. But I'm a lot more excited about William Binney being here than some of the top celebrity stars I've gotten to know over the years, because this guy, they tried to put him in prison. They tried to ruin his life. He basically resigned because they wouldn't stop illegal spying. He tried for a decade in the system to get them to stop it. And then they came after him when he was doing it inside the system. So this is a tyranny. And if William Binney can be destroyed, we can all be destroyed. But if he can be vindicated, which he has been, and not be stopped from getting his message out, it is a huge Battle of Trenton-level victory. When we got the UN documents 5 years ago that the carbon tax was a plan to shut down the third world and the first world and only let select corporations operate, when we got the secret treaty and it became national news, we had Lord Monckton on, that was a huge, critical, Death Star-destroying event. Well, people like William Binney and Snowden going public is another potential Death Star event, to use a Star Wars allegory, where you blow up a major criminal operation and degrade and frustrate criminal forces in government and corporations that want to use ubiquitous spying to dominate markets, but also protect themselves from criminal prosecution, to be aware of what other areas and other agencies are doing. And we've now learned that the Parliament and the Congress and the Senate and the President, and they're all spying on each other. It's a panopticonic Big Brother arms race that we're in the middle of right now that's being deployed against the people, and it's wrong. So again, I go off into that subject because it's so important. And I just read to you three different mainstream news articles where our government and other groups are funding and protecting known terrorists, from Al-Qaeda to the Iranian Hezbollah to other organizations. Why are they doing it? All the NSA spying, all the illegal garbage. We still had 9/11. In fact, we learned the NSA was actually tracking them legally in that case because they were foreigners and that nothing was done with it. The FBI knew and was ordered to stand down. I've interviewed Colonel Schaefer and others, Lieutenant Colonel Schaefer, who was there and watched the communiques, saw the same stuff that Cybele Edmonds, another FBI translator, whistleblowing on NSA information, where our government was in command at higher levels, basically of Al-Qaeda, and protecting them and giving them arms and laundering money. Everything she first broke her gag order on this show 5-6 years ago and on other shows that she was attacked for is now passé. So now we've reached that Rubicon moment where it's out in the open. What do we do? I'm going to ask William Binney about this coming up in the third hour. What is this paradox like to have them years ago deny this was happening when he knew good and well it was? He was there at the highest level seeing it, and then to now have them go, okay, we're doing it, but we're going to reform it by legalizing it. We're going to retroactively go back and say it's okay that we committed these crimes. I mean, Obama yesterday put out a directive, not a law, president can't make law, saying we're now exempt from all FOIA requests, period. Really, that's the National Security Act of 47, and they dovetailed with it the Open Records Act, so that if you're going to have secret stuff, it's got to be kept on record to be released later so that people don't commit crimes now thinking they've got a blank check. Well, we've now entered that sector. They want to take the drug labels off. They want to take the food labels off. They want to shut down people's speech at South by Southwest on GMO or NSA. They're moving on every front to not let us have the information. And now the FCC has power grabbed the internet from the outside Comcast threat of wanting to take over the web. Oh, the FCC will come in and save it. When they've said before they want to control it, and now FCC chairman concedes future internet tax is possible after all. That's a CNS News. So just because one plan's bad by Comcast and others, doesn't mean the solution to that plan is good. Classic bait and switch. I want to hit this financial news and then go to your calls. Here's the toll-free number on this Worldwide Wednesday edition. 800-259-9231. Here's the only catch. It's first-time callers today. It'll be that for William Binney as well. Give you a chance to get involved. And it's on one of the subjects I just raised here. Now, I've raised a lot of subjects. I want you to chime in on criminal elements of the government, financing, protecting terrorists to menace us into submission. FCC documents now out, talks about taxing authority, applying the same powers they've done to broadcast radio and TV to all telecoms. I mean, this is a nightmare. We're also going to get into some of the other power grabs that are taking place. But before we do that, again, the number for first-time callers is 800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air on this live Wednesday edition, 800-259-9231. I'm going to get Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former chief editor of the Wall Street Journal, father of Reaganomics, on probably tomorrow, the next day, maybe Sunday, if we can't get in the next 2 days, on the Sunday broadcast, 4 to 6 p.m., China gaining Western allies as development bank partners, a blow to U.S. efforts. And so China's created this new global development bank. And again, I'm not saying the communist Chinese are laudable or great people, their leadership, but it is a separate power group to Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan that control the central banks of Europe and the United States, the private Federal Reserve. So it is competition of a sort. And we've seen the Rockefellers and others investing tens of billions in the last year in this Chinese investment-run bank, kind of a challenge to the IMF or World Bank. So that shows a creeping towards the exits, a hedging of the bets while Western powers accelerate global currency devaluations and a currency devaluation war. And yes, the world reserve currency is still the dollar. But when it goes belly up, it will have seismic effects here. We're already seeing deflation in some areas because of recessionary and depressionary elements in select areas of the economy. But it's unbalanced. Some people are in a depression. Others are in a recession. Others are in high cotton in this managed, stage-managed economy, which Rolling Stone 2 years ago had the headline, everything is rigged. Interest rates, the globalists get free money. The public gets it at, 5, 6, 7, 8%. I mean, you're told it's down there at near zero, but that's not what the general public gets. I've got perfect credit. Went and checked about getting some credit last week. And I'm near perfect credit. They were like 5%. People are like, wow, that sounds great. No, it's not. The banks get it at zero. So I should have access to something at 1% or 2%. Just the rate for them to make a profit for processing. But that's the type of stuff that's going on. And it's very discriminatory, and the world sees this, and they're scared. So they're not moving away from dollar hegemon because they want to bring down the United States. It's like cancer that's in your heart or something. You cut it out, you die. Nobody really wants the U.S. to go under globally, because if it does, it'll cause a worldwide depression of biblical proportions. There aren't any economists that disagree with that. But they're now using globalization and that we're all interconnected as a way to abuse everyone and make everyone accept dollar devaluation. So we're seeing recession and depression in some cost, but in a lot of costs, restaurants, a lot of other commodities, you name it, education, I mean, just hundreds of other areas, we're seeing major inflation. Major, major, major. I mean, just last year for St. Paddy's Day at the same store, I bought a package of the same organic corned beef for, I think it was $9, memory serves. Guess how much the same package of corned beef was for a party I had with friends and family last night. Guess how much each package was last night. Same amount, same corned beef. Excellent corned beef. My mouth's watering. It was $19 and change, basically double what it was 12 months ago. Now, that is an inflation. I don't know what is. Here's another headline. Cracks in Washington's empire. Washington's EU vassals might be finding their backbone. England, Germany, France, and Italy have all invested with Japan, Switzerland, Luxembourg, South Korea, and others, Australia, you name it, in the new Chinese-led Asian investment bank. Neither Republicans nor Democrats are even making this an issue. China gaining Western allies as development bank partners, a blow to U.S. efforts. So with plan to join Chinese-led bank, Britain opens door for others. That's New York Times. That's the kind of stuff that's important. Another hero, I mean, nothing compared to William Binney, who we brought out a lot of stuff that actually threatened the entire system, but he's won two Nobel Prizes, and that's, of course, Joseph Stiglitz. And he was the head economist at the World Bank, and he's come out and said basically everything I've said. In fact, he's been on the show five or six times over the years. So it's not just Alex Jones up here waving his arms around saying this. This is a fact. This is going on, and worldwide governments aren't trying to reform this or stabilize things. They think totalitarianism is going to somehow, at the barrel of a gun and the barrel of Big Brother surveillance, glue all this tyranny and this inequity together. Meanwhile, they're involved in a bunch of balkanization, racial balkanization, hyping up racial differences, cultural differences in the name of bringing unity, but we know it's bringing division, and it's come out in government documents we've covered that the plan is to divide the people against each other so the establishment, the crony capitalists who are not free market, can loot the living daylights out of us. So that's all coming up. I want to go to Daniel, Hugh, Jerry, Matt, Mariah, and others here in a moment. But before we do that, please don't forget that this one-of-a-kind, truly independent, libertarian, Americana, not left or right, but freedom-based operation reaching conservatively 15 to 20 million people a week, one way or another. YouTube, AM/FM stations, satellite, global shortwave, cable stations, TV stations, tens of millions of people a week, worldwide, conservatively. It's a treasure. That's why I've got reporters and writers and people that on a lot of cases do a better job than I do. We have serious reporting, comedy, satire. We're trying to do it all, folks, to really reach out to the public and let them know there's an alternative to what the corporate establishment is putting out. That's why, have you told friends and family or neighbors or folks at the street corner, at the shopping center, at the grocery store, or at the shoe store, or at the barber, or at the dentist? Have you told them about InfoWars.com or the free audio and video feeds at InfoWars.com/show? Do you follow us at Twitter? Something we got too late at Real Alex Jones. We've got millions on Facebook. Do you spread our information? Do you share it? Because the system is doing everything they can to shut us down. The White House-run Media Matters attacks us on a weekly basis, almost more than anybody else. Do you understand, folks? That is run by the White House on record. It's not fun to have them looking at me, but it's a duty I've got to go all the way. So if we're going to go all the way and commit to you to fight these tyrants, we need you to spread the word so that we don't do this in vain. We're having an effect. That's why the Eye of Sauron is on us. So please buy the films, the books, the T-shirts, the ball caps, the organic, high-quality seeds. Spring is here. We've got the widest selection of organic seeds, about 8 different companies in there, fruit trees down to tomatoes. We've got the best spectrum, the ARC seed system, the survival seed vault, all the best at the very lowest prices that we're allowed to offer them at the InfoWars Seed Center at InfoWarsStore.com. We're offering 10% off the nutraceuticals, the InfoWars Life products, the Nation Iodine, the 30% off on the DNA Force. I want to give William Binney just everything we've got when he leaves. I want him to see how good these nutraceuticals are and get his take on it later. InfoWarsLife.com.
10% off with promo code SUPER on everything in the store, and the special ends today, ladies and gentlemen. So if you want to take advantage of this, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the nutraceutical page. We've got high quality, low price, organic oil of oregano. High quality, low cost, just product after product after product after product. Methylcobalamin, pure vitamin B12. We've got that sublingual, much higher absorption rate, very expensive for us to get and produce. We've got it all at InfoWarsLife.com. 10% off when you check out on all the other discounts that are already there. So you can get a free bottle of Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Booster with bottles of Mason Iodine. That's 10% off at checkout. If you're getting 30% off on DNA Force, then on top of that, you get 10% off at checkout with promo code SUPER. And you get 15% off with promo code WATER15 at checkout on all the water filtration systems at InfoWarsStore.com. Or if you got any questions or want to order over the phone, you can talk to our great InfoWars crew. They're waiting for you right across the hall from me, where they take your calls. We got five people in there to answer the phones. It's 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. This is an info war, and we need fuel in the info war, and I see this every day. I'm tired, folks. So I get up here for 3 hours, and I just bull through it. Because if I didn't bull through it, I'd be exhausted laying on the table. We're just here telling you what's going down as best we can. We believe the American people, the people of the world, will come together and figure out a way to turn the tide.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Sold out for weeks through the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. Secret 12 is a binary of nutrimedical-grade bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin, the most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
I heard myself today.
I heard myself.
legendary Johnny Cash to go to your calls, but I was just back there during the three-minute break while they're interviewing William Benny for a documentary that I'm making, documentary piece, and it just hit me. Praise God. I get to know Ron Paul, Rand Paul, I get to know William Benny, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, the former head of Reagan's economic operation, just an icon of economist. And I was just, it was popping in my head, the rush of hundreds and hundreds of patriots that are fighting the New World Order that I know, who are extremely prominent and are prominent, and then the millions of you out there fighting tyranny were all just as important. And I was thinking how many good men and women there are, and how people are rising up and fighting the tyrants. They just don't let the general public know that, because other people would know we're starting to win. And what matters is, in the end, we win the hearts and minds. Because we're going to go through some hell, folks. What's important is, in the end, the New World Order falls. And we're building the opposition that was a seed, it is now a grove. And we can take those seeds and plant those and literally repopulate the planet with liberty, to use that allegory. It's exponential. We've gone way past the mustard seed point to the huge mustard tree to now mustard seeds planted all over the world. I mean, the globalists are in trouble. They're scared. And they should be, because their plan is so evil, so anti-human. And once humanity wakes up to something, change is fast. So New World Order, the battle is joined. And I'm humbled to be in the company continually of such amazing people, like the lady we have coming up in the next hour. Let's go to Jerry in New Jersey, then Jackie, Don, Hugh, and Adam. Jerry, you're on the air.
Alex, my brother, God bless you, and thank you for all that you do.
Please don't.
Couldn't help myself. Total agreement with the full onslaught of tyranny that's coming in all the different angles, and I do tell people, I start up conversations with total strangers, and I wanted to ask you about where I really hit the wall, and argumentatively as a tactic, what you do when you hit this. I think that I can convince people of what's being done. Where I hit the wall with people is intention. You talk to Republicans in particular, because it's their party that's supposed to actually have some standards. I don't think the Democrats have any at all, other than, you know, pure communism. But, it gets to where they say, how can these Republicans be so gutless and so stupid and so forth? And I try to say, no, it's not stupid. It's not gutless. Gutless means they have good intentions but don't have the guts to actually follow through on them. No.
Sure. I mean, here's how it works. Here's how it works. In the last 50 years or so, they put a committee system in. They always had committees, but they've got it where it's a leadership position where you get power the longer you're in. And so all they got to do is control maybe 24 Republicans in the House and Senate total over those key committees, the chairmanships, and then it's a dictatorship. And so no matter what the Republican grassroots does, that are pretty good people on average, you can never change it, because John Boehner blocks it all. And so if you can't convince them, then you can't convince them of the sun coming up in the morning, because it's all right there happening in front of their eyeballs every single day. So that's how they're doing that. That's how they're getting that job done, Jerry, is that they have successfully taken the senators away from the states. I mean, until 1913, senators were elected by the legislatures. So they were creatures of the state. Well, now they're their own imperial gods up there on Capitol Hill. So that's a big problem. Get the senators back to the states. You know, do things like that, and you'll turn the corner. Anything else, Jerry?
Yeah, no, that's an excellent point. I guess I'm actually heading for a town hall tonight with a state representative.
Well, great job, brother.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
in the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get control and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Citizens TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.